Psalm 42. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? We have been looking at discouragement's recovery, and we looked at the first part of this as the reality of discouragement. No matter who you are, you've had the same feelings, emotions, and inner struggles that David had, that Moses had, that Elijah had. And these are some of the greatest men of God that ever walked the face of the earth. And they understood what discouragement is about. It's part of the human condition. And last week we started to look at some of the reasons why people are discouraged. And in the greatest general scheme of things, the biggest picture, if you will, of why so many people are discouraged, despondent, depressed, and miserable in our world, a lot of them are lost. An overwhelming majority of people do not know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And that's the one great thing about being saved, all right? Is if you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb and you're indwelt by the Holy Spirit, you have all the promises of God that are yea and amen in Christ and in the Word, and no matter how bad things may be, how low you may go, just ask Jonah. You can't get any lower than the bottom of the ocean in the belly of a whale. And at his lowest point, he was able to say, salvation is of the Lord. You see, that's one major advantage of among God's people. We've got the Lord. Things sometimes feel like and seem like, wow, I know that I've had weeks where I say, and if I can just get through this day, if I can just get through this week, if the God can just help me through this, and every time He has. So be thankful tonight if you're saved. And then another, and again, I told you last week, I'm not trying to beat you up, especially when you're discouraged. But I cannot overemphasize the importance of spiritual disciplines, availing yourself to the grace that God has provided in His Word, in prayer, in public worship, in private devotion. You and I have to be engaged, busy about the things of God, about reading the Word, going to God in prayer, being worshipful, serving the Lord, being faithful. All of those things, if you can just continue, even when it's a grind, even when you're doing it just out of a sense of duty, God will bless you for it. I believe it. But when you don't do those simple things of Christianity, you'll find yourself getting discouraged. People don't just fall out of church. It's a process. And usually it begins long before somebody stops going to the house of God. They stop going to the prayer closet. They stop going to the Word. They stop telling other people about Jesus. They stop being a leader in their family and being a witness and being an encouragement. And that's what happens. So stay with it. Let me encourage you to be encouraged by sticking by the stuff. You don't have to make a big firework. You don't have to be famous. Just be faithful. You know, there's been times I've struggled with this in my ministry. I look at here, I've spent nearly 44 years preaching. And I look back and I think, what have I done? But God knows. And, you know, the world judges a lot of things on the outward, on numbers, and on things like that. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. I'd love to have our church packed full of people. I'd love for God to bring us new families. But you know what? If He does not ever do that, I'm going to keep on keeping on. Because He's called me to the ministry of the Word of God. And preaching, trying to be a help to God's people and to sinners. So I'm going to keep preaching the gospel. Now, another cause of discouragement among Christians is the sin of unbelief. And it boils down to a lack of trust in Almighty God. Whatever God has promised in His Word, we should believe. You say, but I don't understand everything in His Word. I don't understand the difficulties He puts me in, the trials that I have to go through, the afflictions the cup of affliction I've had to drink from. I don't understand all that either. But I have learned to trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. I don't understand everything in the Bible. I don't understand all the deep counsels of God. But I believe everything that's revealed. I believe every word of this book because God inspired it. And I know that I can come to the Word of God. I've tried it. I've experienced it. I have felt the power of God through His Word. What He says is right and true and holy and instructive. Preachers need to preach it. And God's people need to draw comfort and strength from the promises of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You're going to strengthen your faith through the Word. And there's nothing else like that to give you faith. See, I don't base my salvation on my experiences. Because I'm fickle. I'm fallible. My knowledge is imperfect. But God's Word is perfect. The Lord Jesus Christ is a perfect Savior, and I'm trusting, even though I don't understand how He could bear the sins of all of His people in His body on the tree, other than God performed a miracle in the work of Jesus Christ, God manifest in the flesh. And I believe it. I've seen Him save so many people. I've seen hearts mended, lives changed, the power of God working in families, all due to the work of God in Christ. I know the truth of the Word of God only because the Holy Spirit has given me enlightenment and understanding. I don't have it on my own. And I certainly don't have anything new for you out of the Word of God. All I have is what's in here. I don't have a novel interpretation. I don't have something new. I'm going to keep telling the old story. How that Jesus died for our sins according to the Scriptures. That He was buried He rose again. He's alive forevermore. He's the greatest Savior of sinners. Trust God in every situation. All the promises of God should serve as anchors to our soul to give us stability and strength. Yet, how often are we like the children of Israel? In spite of all that we have seen God do in our lives, in the lives of our family, whether it be salvation or provision or protection, think how God has taken care of you every single step of the way, just like He promised to do in His Word. And yet, we can be look at the Israelites. Think about this, man. Those people saw the Red Sea split before their very eyes. They saw their enemies defeated. They went out every morning, 6 days out of the week, except for on the Sabbath day, and every day there was manna that fell from heaven for them to eat. And yet they murmured. They complained. You see that? It's a real thing. They had so much to believe in, and yet they found issue with God at times in their unbelief. They complained. They didn't appropriate the promises of God. They wandered in the wilderness of discouragement and unbelief for 40 years. And that the original ones that had would not believe God, they weren't allowed to go into the promised land of blessing and victory. And you know, Christians live defeated and discouraged lives because of unbelief. Because we just don't trust that the Lord has things under control. My dad, he'll call me about something. We talk about it every day. And he'll say, Tommy, what are you going to do about this? Well, I'm worried about this. And I said, I'm not worried at all. He said, well, what's going to happen? I said, I don't know, but I know God's in control of it. He works all things after the counsel of His own will. He's never made a mistake yet. I believe God. Now, I'll tell you, there's been times where I couldn't say that. Where I was so overwhelmed, felt like I was sinking like Peter. And what the Lord gave me would give me grace, just like He gave Peter, to say, Lord, save me. That's exactly, and not save me in salvation, but Lord, save me from unbelief. Save me from sinking in this pit of despondency and despair and discouragement. Lord, save me. And He does it. He helps His people. I've always said Peter was the world's greatest water walker. Till he got to looking at the waves. Got his eyes off the Lord. And down he went. We need to take God at His word. Believe His promises and appropriate them to our lives. Jesus said in Matthew 9:29, according to your faith, be it unto you. Now, I think we all need more faith. Well, we know where faith comes from, right? It comes from God. It's a gift. It's a gift from God. How is it nurtured? How is it bolstered? How is it strengthened? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. What does it mean, hearing of the Word? When you go to the Word, you need to hear, hearken what it says. When you come to church and the preacher is preaching from the Word of God, you need to hear it. You need to act on it. You need to believe it. Put it into practice. And we need to pray that we would have a greater yearning for more faith. Because I'm going to tell you something. I think we're going to need a lot of sturdy ships for the rough waters that are coming. I know sometimes you think I'm a prophet of doom. I'm trying to prepare you. Our world is going to hell. There are principalities and powers and rulers in high places. And it's not merely about elections. It's about a spiritual warfare. There's a growing hatred for God, for His people, for His Word. And you and I are going to need faith to weather the storms and the trials and difficulties that we have been appointed to affliction. When was I preaching about? It was in Sunday school. You know what? Jesus said, if they've persecuted me, they're going to persecute you. If they hated me, they're going to hate you. How did the apostles make it through all the opposition that they faced in the first century when paganism was at its zenith and idolatry and ungodliness everywhere you went? Faith. They believed God. They believed the promises of Christ. And they acted on them. And they lived them out. And God empowered them. And all that we would walk by faith and not by sight. That we would trust God. Unbelief will bring you down. Faith will build you up and strengthen your walk. So you say, okay, preacher, I'm all in. I want some more. I want what you got. I want to know, what can I do? Be faithful. Stay in the Word. Don't just read it. Meditate, think deeply upon it. Memorize portions of it. Think about it. Act upon it. Obey God. Walk by faith. And I believe God will strengthen all of us if we learn to do this. The alternative is, I don't want to be discouraged. I don't want to be unbelieving. I want to abide in Christ and walk with Him. May God help us. We'll stop there tonight. Let's go to God in prayer. Alan, you